From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, destroying everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. All takes place. We've got to stop this inhuman race.
Welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for environmental activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses. So please, go get a pencil or a pen or some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. It's activist radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls. When you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in the dragon at the road blockade, if you have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. We're going to start off with some announcements here. The Call to Action website is up and flying. Please wing your way over to www.calltoaction.org and let them know what you think. You could email your comments to the address on the site, or you can send your email to Schlegel personally. His email address is riseup@calltoaction.org. Once again, that's www.calltoaction.org. And if you're wanting to know what you can do on the internet to save the rainforest, well, go to rainforest.care2.com. There's no www there, folks. It's just rainforest.care2.com. And if you click on the little button there, you'll save some rainforest. Hey, it's amazing. And if you want to help the hungry, you can go to www.thehungersite.com and do the same thing to donate food. That's thehungersite.com. California voters are urged to vote no on Proposition 12. This bill would increase the number of reasons why a degraded wetland could be destroyed, adding recreational golf courses, housing and commercial developments, and transportation projects. Just about every reason a wetland could be destroyed is covered in this bill. In a state where, as of 10 years ago, the most recent calculation made, more than 91% of our historical wetlands had already been destroyed, and Uncle Dennis thinks there's probably many more. And it makes no sense to change the law to allow more destruction of wetlands. If anything, we ought to be insisting on stronger laws to protect the few wetlands we have remaining. So vote no on Proposition 12. All right. That's in California, by the way. Coming up is the People's National Town Meeting. It's Earth in the Balance Primary Choices. This is taking place March 6th in Sacramento, California, a day before the pivotal California presidential primary. An alliance of environmental, labor, religious, farm and small business, peace and justice, campaign finance reform, civil and human rights organizations, and leaders will convene a national town hall meeting in Sacramento to highlight the growing threats to the planet, the citizenry, and our democracy. This People's Forum, which will include a prestigious panel of national environmental and social justice leaders, will speak to vital issues not being addressed by major presidential candidates. The People's Forum will be held in the Sierra 2 Center Theater. That's at 2791 24th Street in downtown Sacramento on March 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. Once again, the People's Forum will be held at Sierra 2 Center Theater, 2791 24th Street in Sacramento, California, March 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. And there will be a reception following from 9 to 10. It says, so far the host is David Brower, Dan Hamburg, Woody Harrelson, Global Exchange, the Alliance for Sustainable Jobs and the Environment, and Paul Hawken. Sounds like an interesting place to be. Coming up March 6th and 7th at the Marsh Commons in 101 State Highway, or 101 H Street, excuse me, in Arcata, is the North Coast Earth First Forum to educate local activists about the upcoming Week of Resistance that will be held April 1st to April 8th in Humboldt County. Once again, that's March 6th and 7th at the Marsh Commons, 101 H Street in Arcata. And that will be a forum. It doesn't say what time, so if you want more information, contact North Coast Earth First. Their number is 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598, or you can contact them by email at ncef@humboldt1.com. That's ncef@humboldt1.com. And Off-Road Vehicle Call-In Day. That's coming up on March 9th. Tell the Forest Service to properly manage ORVs to protect natural resources. Off-road vehicles, also known as ORVs, are one of the fastest-growing threats to our nation's public lands. Motorcycles, snowmobiles, and other vehicles erode soils, damage vegetation, harass wildlife, pollute our air and water, destroy the recreational experience of everyone else. All for a little fun on a bike. The Forest Service, however, has largely ignored the environmental damage and user conflicts created by ORVs. All right, here's the number. Chief Dombeck, 202-205-1661. That's 202-205-1661. Call between 8:15 and 4:45 p.m. That's Eastern Time, from a little after 5 in the morning to about 1 in the afternoon Pacific Time. And you figure it out for where you are. Anyway, that's Chief Dombeck, 202-205-1661. And you could also fax at 202-205-1765. That's 202-205-1765. That's the fax number for United States Forest Service Chief Dombeck. Tell him to keep ORVs off of public lands, or at least regulate the hell out of them. You going to be in Portland, Oregon on March 10th? Well, go to the Laughing Horse Books and listen to Robert Hoyt. Georgia recording artist Robert Hoyt will be stopping in for a rare Northwest appearance at Laughing Horse Books in Portland on Friday night, March 10th. He will be sharing his music with a diverse audience that includes middle-class dropout, suburban youth, coffeehouse intellectuals, and academic malcontents, brave yuppies, and social and environmental justice activists. All right, that's all happening March 10th at Laughing Horse Books in Portland. Want more information? 503-236-2893. That's 503-236-2893. And the International Day of Action for the Stoltman Wilderness in British Columbia is coming up on March 13th. Dozens of international, environmental, and campus groups around North America will demonstrate against Interfors, that's International Forest Products, clear-cut destruction of the Stoltman Wilderness. March 13th coincides with the first day of the trial in Vancouver for the 13 citizens arrested for protesting Interfor's clear-cutting operations in the Stoltman last summer. And if you'd like more information, contact Bryce Gilroy Scott, Friends of the Alajo Valley. His email address is Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E, at envirolink.org. That's Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E, at envirolink.org. Number 604-255-6967. That's 604-255-6967. And want to call up Interfor and let them have it? Well, their phone number is 604-888-4111. That's 604-888-4111. And tell Al Cheney, the Vice President of Operations, to lay off the Stoltman. Do it today. March 14th, where are you going to be? Well, you're going to be in Page, Arizona. That's where you're going to be for the Colorado River Restoration Celebration and Rendezvous. It all starts the day before on April 13th in Flagstaff, Arizona. I guess they're having the Glen Canyon Action Network's having a march and rally. Starts on the campus of Northern Arizona University with a teach-in. And let's see here, they kind of didn't write this very well, but then on March 14th, it's off to Page to demonstrate for a century of river restoration at the Glen Canyon Dam. Want more information? Go to the website www.drainit.org. That's www.drainit.org. like draindthedamdrainit.org and get more information about the March 14th Colorado River Restoration Celebration and Rendezvous at Glen Canyon Dam in Page, Arizona. Coming up March 18th and 19th, Catua Earth First Regional Campout in the Blue Ridge Mountains. The date is tentative and subject to change, so please contact Catua Earth First for more information. Their email address is johnjgb@mindspring.com. That's johnjgb@mindspring.com or mountainfaction@cs.com. That's mountainfaction@cs.com or Catua@fcmail.com. Lots of places to write there. Catua, K-A-T-U-A-H, at fcmail.com. Or how about a phone number? 828-285-0631. That's 828-285-0631 for more information on the Catua Earth First Regional Campout, tentatively scheduled for March 18th and 19th. Coming up in Boston, March 24th through the 30th, is Biodevastation 2000, the fourth international grassroots gathering on genetic engineering. There's too many G's in there. The fourth international grassroots gathering on genetic engineering. Hey, I got it out. March 24th through 30th in Boston. March 24th and 5th is a teach-in with panels and workshops and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, March 26th is the public rally, parade, and street theater. March 27th through 30th, continuing actions. And for more information, contact bio4actions@yahoo.com. That's bio4actions@yahoo.com. Stuff going on. Also a phone number, Northeast Resistance Against Genetic Engineering. Northeast Rage, 802-454-9957. That's 802-454-9957. And Stand Up to Corporate Greed and Globalization, a mass protest against Kaiser Aluminum and Maxam taking place in Tacoma, Washington, March 25th and through the 27th. Support the locked-out Kaiser steel workers in Washington State. On March 25th through 27th, a coalition of environmentalists, trade unionists, students, community activists, people of faith, and outraged citizens will use the power of mass nonviolent protest to show solidarity with the struggles of the locked-out Kaiser Aluminum workers. So, more information at Seattle, 206-654-6779. That's 206-654-6779. Or an email address, kim2, that's the number 2, kim, K-I-M-2, at chickmail.com, like the little chickens, kim2@chickmail.com, or go to the webpage www.agitprop.org/artandrevolution/Kaiser. Once again, that webpage, www.agitprop.org/artandrevolution, all one word, /Kaiser. Get into activist news here, and unfortunately it's bad news. Environmental author and activist T.H. Watkins has died. A longtime environmental writer and activist died of cancer last Wednesday at his home in Bozeman, Montana. He was 64 years old. Watkins was the editor of Wilderness Magazine, a publication of the Wilderness Society from 1982 to 1996, and served as an editorial consultant to the Sierra Club in San Francisco in the early 1970s. Was also a contributing editor of the Audubon magazine. In 1990, he joined the editorial advisory board of the Orion Society, an environmental education group. Watson also took the podium across the West to speak out about the past, present, and potential future of the land, of the region's land and people. Over the years, Watkins wrote over 300 articles and book reviews for at least 36 periodicals, including the American West, National Geographic, the New York Times, the Smithsonian, and the Washington Post. Watkins wrote more than 20 books, including The Grand Colorado, John Muir's America, The Lands No One Knows, and The Vanishing Arctic. His most recent book, The Red Rock Chronicles, Saving Wild Utah, focuses on the southern Utah wilderness. In recent years, Watkins had been the Wallace Stegner Distinguished Professor of Western American Studies at Montana State University in Bozeman. Quote, "We live in a complex and too often troubling times in the West these days, with conflict and confusion over questions of land use and economic and community development consistently dominating the front pages of every local newspaper and headlining the local news shows of television and radio," said Watkins, in accepting the MSU chair. It is my hope that this Montana State University chair, blessed by the name of one of the most important and best-loved figures in modern history of the West, can help bring to light where there is now too much shadow. And unfortunately, drifting into the shadows, Thomas H. Watkins, dead at the age of 64. And other bad news from Australia, the Goolangook Forest Camp in East Gippsland is being rebuilt today after having been overrun by a mob of violent loggers late Monday night. That's a week ago. Environmentalists insist they will not be intimidated by terrorist tactics and are determined to maintain their presence in the bush. A group of 40 to 50 loggers descended on the campsite of three people, slashing tents with knives and dragging a sleeping Canadian tourist out by his hair before beating him for 10 minutes. The loggers and their children went on a rampage, leaving axe holes and debris for 100 meters either side of the World Heritage Goolangook River. A visit to the camp revealed $30,000 worth of equipment and personal belongings were destroyed, and that included three vehicles. After leaving the camp, the mob encountered another car on the road containing an independent filmmaker, a young mother of two, and six others. Three cars stopped and held the occupants of the car under siege, beating them with iron bars, hammers, lumps of wood, and rocks. Every window was smashed, the occupants dragged out of the car, and the car rolled on its side, an ambulance attended, and one victim was hospitalized with head and other injuries. Another six were later taken to the hospital. Next, the mob was seen racing to the nearby town of Goongara. These Australian names get to me. Police rang ahead to warn families to evacuate their homes. The level of brutality was terrifying and inhumane, said Kate Wright, victim of the violence. But this kind of mindless violence and intimidation will never scare us out of the bush. The clear felling of old-growth forest in eastern Gippsland is a crime, an act of genocide, and an act of ecocide, and must be treated as such. Terrorism will not distract us from that. The Minister for Environment, Cheryl Gerbutt, is scheduled to meet with Green representatives this week regarding the situation at Goolangook. And in other activist news, from Ireland, Gardaí, which I suppose are the police in Ireland, arrested two eco-warriors after they chained themselves to lorries, those are trucks, who were removing felge from the Glen of the Downs in County Wicklow. One of the men used a bicycle clamp to attach his neck to the bumper of a truck, while another chained himself to the undercarriage. A team of Gardaí, unable to open the clamp, were forced to remove the bumper from the lorry, and the protester was arrested. However, it was impossible to fit the bumper into the Garda car, and a van was brought to the scene. The men were then conveyed to Greystone's Garda station, one of them with the bumper still attached to his neck. And from Portland, Oregon, Earth Liberation Front spokesperson Craig Rosebrough was subjected to 45 minutes of questioning this week by federal grand jury, which has convened in Portland, Oregon to investigate the actions of the ELF, that's the Earth Liberation Front, and the Animal Liberation Front, ALF. Rosebrough took the Fifth Amendment to all questions, excluding his name in the proceedings. As he was excused, Rosebrough was issued an order compelling his testimony in late March regarding the burning of the Northwest headquarters of Boise Cascade in Monmouth, Oregon, on December 25, 1999. In late March, if Rosebrough continues to take the Fifth Amendment and not answer questions, he may be subject to 18 months in prison on contempt charges. Outside the U.S. courthouse in Portland, over 100 people rallied in support of Rosebrough in his refusal to cooperate with the grand jury. Support protests also occurred in Eugene, Minneapolis, Lansing, Michigan, and in front of the American Embassy in England. Since 1997, Rosebrough has acted as a spokesperson for the ELF and at times the ALF. Both of these are underground organizations that use direct action to stop the destruction of the natural environment and exploitation of life. These groups have been responsible for inflicting over $16 million in damages alone since 1997 to entities profiting off the destruction of the environment. And here's a statement from Craig after his grand jury. Hello, and thank you all for coming out today to protest against state repression and grand juries. As you know, the federal grand jury, which has convened in Portland, is not just an attack on me, but an attack on everyone who cares about justice, freedom, and making the world a better place for every form of life to exist. The stated object of this grand jury is to investigate the actions of the Earth Liberation Front and the Animal Liberation Front from 1997 through the present. Since 1997, both groups have been responsible for inflicting over $16 million on entities which profit off the destruction of the environment and exploitation of life. And I'm going to skip down here. Don't want to go into all the detail here. In all of those actions, not one individual has been caught by federal authorities. In 1997 and 1998, a federal grand jury convened at Portland to investigate ELF and ALF action at that time. I received four subpoenas during a six-month time period commanding me to aid in the investigations. I refused. The grand jury term expired with no indictments, the best-case scenario. A grand jury is still convened in Colorado, which harassed and subpoenaed ancient forest rescue activists there last year. The same occurred in Minneapolis, where ALF press office was stationed at that time. What this amounts to is a massive fishing expedition to try and stop the actions and the publicizing of the actions of underground groups successfully hitting unjust entities in a place that they will listen to, their pocketbook, of course. Since federal authorities have no idea who is conducting these actions, they have decided to place pressure on the main person they can identify, the spokesperson. On February 2nd of this year, my home, vehicle, and former office was raided by the FBI, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and the U.S. Forest Service. After a six-hour search, hundreds of items of property were seized. This is an obvious attempt to stop the publicizing of the actions. It didn't work. Two more ELF actions occurred after the raid, and I was able to assist in getting the news out to national media. Grand jury harassment to social movements is nothing new. In recent years, grand juries have targeted the Black Panther Party, the American Indian Movement, the anti-war movement of the 1960s and 70s, the Puerto Rican independence movement, and Earth First. The grand jury system is the strong arm of the U.S. government. In the federal proceedings, those called to testify do not have the right to counsel in the grand jury room, nor the right to take the Fifth Amendment unchallenged during questioning. Those who do take the Fifth Amendment and remain silent are subject to contempt charges and may be held up to 18 months in prison. The U.S. Attorney's Office has already made it known that they will be offering me immunity. I will be taking the Fifth Amendment to all questions, excluding my name. Even after I have been given immunity, I feel that to cooperate with this grand jury, or any for that matter, is such an unjust and immoral act, I will knowingly run the risk of imprisonment. Grand juries need to be abolished. All right. The actions of the... I'm skipping down again here. The state cannot stop the people once the people are determined. We must now become determined, not to engage in senseless acts of terrorism or violence, for we must leave those atrocities up to this government. Rather, we must see what needs to be done and do it. We must recognize the true source of societal problems and work to abolish them. Only then do we have a chance at a just society. The actions of the Earth Liberation Front, Animal Liberation Front, and similar underground organizations are continually on the increase. These individuals could be anyone: librarians, doctors, lawyers, grocery clerks, garbage collectors, bicycle messengers, housewives, anyone. What are you doing tonight? Thanks, and I hope to see you all again soon. And that was a statement by Craig Rosebrough as he left the grand jury chambers in Portland, Oregon. And speaking of things happening at night in the woods, the Lorax has recently taken responsibility for spiking hundreds of ancient trees in the Alajo Valley. That's up in southwestern British Columbia, and areas approved for clear-cut logging this year. 5- and 10-inch spikes were driven into trees north of mile 63 on the Alajo Main and the Alajo Main West logging roads. An area north of Cessna Creek and proposed roadways also were spiked. The purpose of the tree spiking is to protect grizzly bear habitat and deter international forest products from clear-cutting this ancient coastal forest, rainforest, located on native land northwest of Whistler, British Columbia. Hundreds of black bears and a small number of grizzlies inhabit the rugged mountains and canyons near the Alajo River. The upper Alajo Valley is also known as the Randy Stoltman Wilderness and is home to the oldest living Douglas firs in North America, the Alajo Giants. No one is likely to be injured as a result of the spikes. If Interfor decides to carry out its clear-cut plans, workers will have to find the spikes with metal detectors and remove them by hand. Most sawmills screen for foreign objects that may damage the saw. And last month, loggers and road builders working for Interfor were charged with terrorizing protesters, assaulting and beating them, and burning their camp last summer. And we'll have more activist news after we return from a little musical break here. We're going to listen to a Daryl Cherney tune. This one is called Maxams on the Horizon.
In the town of Kilgore. Kilgore, Texas, was born a tailor's son. From the killing of the Indians, he learned how the West was won. His name was Charlie Hurwitz, and he terrorized the land. His killing field was Wall Street, and his gang was called Mac Sam. Mac Sam's on the horizon, an outlaw gang, a raiding company. Mac Sam's on the horizon. Ain't no one safe with Hurwitz running free. Hurwitz stole Pacific lumber, used junk bonds to get cash. Left the mighty redwood forest a pile of broken slash. I think Boski made his millions when a Mac Sam's deal was done. $1 billion paid with redwood blood and the workers' pension fund. Mac Sam's on the horizon, head dollars seen in every redwood tree. Mac Sam's on the horizon. Safe with Hurwitz running free. With the patterns of simplicity, Charlie Hurwitz took his coal from the aluminum of Kaiser to the oil of MCO. He blew $1.25 billion in the savings and loan scam. He put a guilty to insurance fraud. Where's the justice for Mac Sam? Mac Sam's on the horizon, and they're taking over everything they see. Mac Sam's on the horizon. Ain't no one safe with Hurwitz 23. Now in the mountains of Rancho Mirage, where the bighorn sheep do dwell, where there used to be a ramming ground at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and in Tucson, Arizona, meets the flight of urban sprawl. Little condos and a golf course, while the water tables fall. Now Earth First offers a reward, 5,000 we will pay. Whoever captures Charles Hurwitz and a horse, that's all you pay. Cause Mac Sam's on the horizon, can't you see what's going down? Turn the forests into deserts, and the desert leads into town. Left to fight, but you and me. Mac Sam's on the horizon. Ain't no one safe with Hurwitz running free. Ain't no one safe with Hurwitz running free. Ain't no one safe with Charlie Hurwitz free.
And Earth First Radio will be right back.